弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
你们听我声音就知道我感冒了。
You can probably tell I got a cold.
那念慈娟还叫我上来划船，是的。
My wife even asked me to row the boat.
啊，这条歌是我这礼拜要讲到的时候，她问我说，你有没有什么诗歌？
She asked me, if I had any hymn when I was preparing.
我就想起我25年前在 Oklahoma 查经班的时候，有一天我带小朋友唱这条歌。
I remember about 25 years ago, I was leading a children's Sunday school and I taught the kids this hymn.
我给他们在地上画了一个小小的范围，说这是我们在船上，我们一起划船。
And I draw a circle on the ground and say, this is our boat, and we're all rowing a boat.
我叫他们一面滑一面告诉我他看到了什么。
And then I asked them, when they were rowing a boat, what they saw.
啊，有的就是螃蟹，螃蟹。
And then some say, oh, crabs, I saw crabs.
啊，有人说金鱼，什么什么虾呀、啊，鱼啊，反正什么东西都出来了。
Whatever.
然后等到狂风暴雨来的时候。
And then when the storm came.
啊，他们都吓得不得了哈，我就装着狂风来了。
And then I pretend a storm came, and they were all so scared.
但是我叫他们要好好唱这条歌。
And then I told them to sing this song well.
啊，没有想到今天早晨这个我们全教会大家一起唱，我很喜乐哈。
I'm so joyful to see our whole church sing the song together.
啊，弟兄姊妹，在我们整个人生的路上，我们常常会碰到风浪。
And in our life, journey, we often encounter storms.
那并不是像这些小朋友这么轻松的看到螃蟹、看到虾而已、啊。
So we don't just see shrimps and crabs.
那很多的时候真的是狂风临到我们的身上。
Other times there are real storms.
啊，所以当我们一个人当他要远行的时候，我们总是对他说一帆风顺，对不对
？That's why when we send someone off, we always wish them a smooth sailing.
我们为什么这么说呢
？Why do we say this?
因为中国人太知道这件事情了。
Because we Chinese know this well.
我们常常说天有不测风云，人有旦夕祸福。
There's a famous Chinese proverb saying that the weathers are predictable, so are our lives.
因为我们没有一个人知道我们明天会遭遇什么事情。
None of us know what will happen tomorrow.
啊，从来没有一个人知道这架飞机会掉下来，他上飞机的。
No one actually knew the airplane would crash before they boarded.
从来没有人知道我今天出去会碰到车祸，我硬要开车出去的。
No one knew that they will come to car accident before they leave the house.
啊，弟兄姊妹，当这个人生整个人生是一个天有不测风云。风云人有旦夕祸福的时候
，So life is so unpredictable.
我们只能够祝福别人一帆风顺。
All we can do is to wish other people have a good smooth sailing.
而当他碰到困难、碰到打击、碰到挑战的时候
，So when they encounter challenges or troubles,
我们就鼓励他说啊，希望你能够乘风破浪。
Then we wish that they can break the tide, the waves.
让风浪不能够阻挠你的前进。
So that storms will not stop your journey.
那弟兄姊妹，在我们这一生的路上
，So in our life journey,
我相信照着我们目前的年纪来说，我们多多少少都经过了一些风浪。
I'm sure most of us have gone through some kind of storms.
我记得我从前跟你们讲过，我很喜欢一幅图画，就是一个。这个年轻的舵手啊。
I probably share with you that I like this painting. There's this young sailor.
他整个手握着一个舵啊，船的舵。
He's holding the steering wheel in a ship on the ship.
那个背景是一个黑夜，然后狂风暴雨的黑夜。
And the background is a stormy night.
那站在这个年轻舵手的后面呢
？And behind this young sailor
是一位非常慈祥的仁慈，我们的主耶稣。一只手放在他肩膀上，一只手在这里指点他。
And it's our Lord Jesus. He's very kind, and he was putting one hand on his shoulder and the other hand showing him the direction.
啊，这是我还做小学生的时候，我常常到我们家附近一个理发店，他隔壁有一个卖画的店，他就放在玻璃窗外面。
And I saw this painting at the nearby shop.Near my house when I was little.
所以我常常就站在那边看那幅画。
I often went to the store and then watched this painting.
那弟兄姊妹，这真的是我们人生的一个写照。
And this is the description of our life.
就是如果在这幅画的后面缺少了后面的仁慈的话。
If the Son of Man is missing in this painting.
那这就是一幅非常恐怖的一幅画。
And this picture is very scary.
可是，在那个狂风暴雨甚至黑夜的里面
，But even in a stormy night，
那位创造宇宙的主宰，那位慈祥爱我们的主，亲自与这个少年人同在。
The creator of the universe is with this young sailor。
然后在这里指点他，帮助他从这里面出来。
and he's helping him and directing him to get out of the storm.
那幅画我从小喜欢看，然后也常常在我的脑中出现。
So this picture remains in my mind often.
那弟兄姊妹，在我们人生的路上，我们真的就是会碰到许多的风浪。
In our life journey, we will encounter storms.
有的风浪来的那么突然，我们完全没有心理准备。
Some storms attack so suddenly that we're totally unprepared.
有时候一些风浪和困难，它是那么强烈，是完全超过了我们人力所能够。
And some of them are so strong, it's beyond our ability to control or to manage.
所以在我们人的里面，常常就会产生一种恐惧。
Therefore, we have this fear in us.
如果我们怕这个不测风云什么时候临到我们。
Because we're afraid of unpredictables.
那有的时候在我们里面就会产生的一个困惑，就是神既然是爱，为什么要容许苦难临到我们？
Or we might be confused. If God is love, why does He allow storms and suffering?
那如果神是一个慈爱的神，他为什么容许恶人猖狂，但是好人好像义人却受到苦害呢？
If God is a loving God, why does He allow the wicked to prosper and yet the good man to suffer?
那就不管别人好了，就管我们个人好了，为什么我们会遭遇这些问题？常常是我们心中的困惑。
Or to our individuals, why do we suffer? And these are all our questions.
我记得我讲约伯记的时候，曾经引用 Charles Wendorf 讲的一个比喻啊。
I once mentioned a story when I was teaching the book of Job.
他说一个寡妇非常辛苦地把他的孩子养大了。
There was a widow, she raised her children up.
那这个孩子大学毕业以后就跟他母亲说，我要立志做一个宣教士，我要到南美洲去宣教。
And her son told the mother that I'm going to be a missionary to South America.
When
he graduated from college.
母亲虽然舍不得，但是她仍然知道孩子爱主，她就为他祝福，送他。
Even though the mother didn't want to see him go, but yet she blessed him.
当这个孩子从纽约坐飞机飞到迈阿密转飞机的时候，
while the son was changing plane in Miami from New York.
他在候机室等飞机的时候，他就从旁边的报纸上撕了一块一个纸张，在上面给他妈妈写了一些问候的话、想念的话，然后把它寄出来。
While he was waiting for the plane, he tore up a piece of newspaper and wrote some notes to send to his mother.
所以我们可以知道，这个孩子不仅仅爱主，他是一个孝顺的孩子。
So we know that this young man not only loved the Lord, he also loved his mother.
那信寄出来，他又上了飞机。
And then he aborted another plane.
没想到飞机出去了以后，飞机就 crash 出事了，全机全部罹难。
And unfortunately, the plane crashed and everyone died.
在纽约呢，他母亲收到这个消息的时候，他简直是痛苦的不能接受。
When his mother received this news, she could not accept it.
然后过了两天，他接到他儿子从迈阿密机场寄来的信。
And 2 days after that, she received a letter from her son. Sent from Miami Airport.
她一面看那封信，她就一面痛哭，一面流泪。And
then she painfully wept when she saw the letter.
在她痛哭完的时候，她注意到那张广告纸上。And
then she noticed that piece of paper that her son wrote.
背后印了一个三个大字啊。There
was this ad on the back, and then three letters imprinted.
Why? Why? 为什么
？Why? Why?
这个儿子撕下来的一个广告上正好有三个大字，叫做 Why， 就是为什么
？And that's a piece of advertisement her son tore up, and it says why.
那个三个字正好成为那个母亲当时心中对神最大的一个问题。And
that was exactly the question the mother had for God. Why?
我相信这三个字也是今天我们在座每一个人都可能问神的问题。And
this is also a question that we possibly ask God today.
为什么
？Why?
或是 Why me？ 为什么发生在我的身上呢
？Why me？
弟兄姊妹，这是我们常常在苦难、在风浪的里面，我们会问的一个问题。This
is a question we often ask when we suffer.
我们不仅仅害怕风浪临到我们。Not
only that, we're afraid of storms.
当风浪真临到我们的时候，我们里面就产生恐慌、产生困惑，甚至产生埋怨。When
they do come, we will have confusion and panic, even complain.
但弟兄姊妹，当我们在看这件事的时候，今天早上这不是我的主题啊。
But this is not my theme today.
我在约伯记里面已经花了很多的时间跟弟兄姊妹交通苦难的问题。I
spent a lot of time talking about suffering when I taught Job, the book of Job.
但是有两个点，我需要在这里跟弟兄姊妹很简单的提一下。Still,
I like to remind brothers and sisters 2 points.
那第一件事情就是所有的苦难，不管疾病，不管死亡，不管这些凶杀、仇恨，全都是从撒旦来的。
First, All sufferings, whether there's murder or sickness, they all come from Satan.
从人类堕落之后，把自己的主权让给了撒旦以后，撒旦在人的中间可以兴风作浪，可以为所欲为。
After man fell, we gave the mastery, sovereignty to Satan, and then he can do whatever among men.
所以使徒约翰告诉我们说，整个世界现在是握在那个恶者的手下。
So Apostle John tells us that the whole world lies under the hand of the devil.
你知道什么叫做握在恶者的手下吗？
What does it mean that the whole world lies under the hand of the devil?
你有没有看过一只小兔子被一只母狼抓着，还在那里做最后的挣扎，在它的旁边？
Have you seen a rabbit being captured by a wolf and still trying to struggle?
你有没有看过一只小羊羔握在母狮子的这个胸怀里面，它准备要吃它的那个样子？
Or have you seen a lamb that's about to be eaten by a lion?
在圣经上讲到整个世界目前握在那个恶者的手下。
And the whole world lies under the hands of the devil.
而盗贼来，仇敌来，就是要偷窃，要杀害，要毁坏。
And the thief comes to steal, to destroy, and to kill.
所以今天基督徒也好，非基督徒也好，我们都在好像在这个世界上，我们都活在这个世界上。
So whether Christians or non-Christians, we all live in this world.
我们都会遭遇风浪，都会碰到苦难。
And we will encounter storms and suffering.
不要以为只有基督徒才有苦难。No, 世界上的人一样遭遇苦难。
Don't ever think that only Christians suffer. That's not true.
那也不要以为基督徒就没有苦难。
And don't ever think that Christians are free from troubles. That's not true either.
基督徒一样经历苦难。
Christians will suffer too.
我们一样会被裁员，一样会出车祸，一样会生病，一样会死亡。
We sure will go through layoffs, we will get sick, and we will have car accidents, and we will die.
但是最大的一个不同。
But the biggest difference.
就是所有神儿女们遭遇的风浪和苦难。都是经过神许可才可能临到。
That all the storms and sufferings that come upon God's children are permitted by God.
弟兄姊妹，这个不同是一个太大的不同。
And this is a huge difference.
这个不同是一件太重要的不同。
And this is a very important difference.
今天我们基督徒身上所有遭遇的苦难和风浪，如果没有神主权的许可，没有神美意的许可，他不可能临到我们。
That all the sufferings and storms that we encounter are permitted by God, otherwise they will not come.
所以这是我们里面最大的安慰啊。
And this is our greatest comfort.
也是所有临到我们的事情是经过了神的主权和美意过滤过的。
That everything that comes to our life are filtered by God's sovereignty and His good will.
所以当他真临到我们的时候
，So when they finally come to our life,
背后有神的美意在其中。
There's God's good intention behind it.
背后神也早给我们预备好所有的祝福，让我们可以胜过它。
And behind all these sufferings, God has prepared sufficient blessings that we will overcome them.
所以当我们基督徒来看苦难、看风浪的时候
，So when we view sufferings and storms,
我们跟世人有一个完全不同的角度来看它。
We shall see them from a different perspective.
但圣经也很清楚地告诉我们
，The Bible clearly tells us.
第一，神不甘心使人受苦。
First, God does not want us to suffer.
我等一下请你们背的哈，所以请你们专心听。
So、I will ask you to memorize, so please pay attention.
一弟兄上次去乡下传福音的时候，他说小朋友原来以为有20分钟的 attention， 是不是啊
？Brother E said, at first, people thought children have 20 minutes of attention span.
他后来发现才有几分钟。
But then later on, he found out they only have 2 minutes.
两分钟啊。
2 minutes.
所以请你们专心听啊。
Attention span. So first, number one thing.
圣经上告诉我们。神不甘心叫人受苦。
That God does not want man to suffer.
你们有带笔的话，请你写下来。今天早上杨俊弟兄交通福音，交通的太好了。
This morning, Brother June shared with us the gospel.
我希望弟兄姊妹如果可能的话，早上9点半都来。
I hope that you will come to attend Sunday school at 9:30.
那尤其我们现在整个教会说我们要成为一个给的教会。
Especially if we want to be a church that gives.
我们要能够从 要做福音，要做宣教。
That we want to be evangelical, mission minded.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要先从本地的福音做起。
We have to start from local gospel.
如果我们在本地都不能好好传福音，我们出去不可能做一个好宣教士的。
If we cannot preach gospel locally, we cannot be a good missionary.
所以今天早上讲这个如何做个人布道，讲得这么好，我算一算，我们到的不过大概30个人，太可惜了。
This morning we only had about 30 people attending Brother June's class.
我希望弟兄姊妹回去补听这个信息。
I hope you will listen to the tapes.
我们福音一定要从 local 开始。
The gospel has to start from local church.
那礼拜五聚完会的时候，有一两 两个两人私下跟我谈，或是做见证，提到教会现在要正在转型呢。
That last Friday we shared that our church is being transformed.
我想我花一分钟纠正一下，我们没有要转型。
We're not changing our style.
有人问说我们要转型，要转型成为什么？
Some people ask me, so what are we changing to?
我们没有要转型，我们只是要变成一个更健康、更平衡的教会，就是。
We're not changing our style, but we just want to be more healthy and more balanced.
我们只是希望能够更多的来 fulfill 神给在福音上和宣教上给教会的使命。
We want to further fulfill the commission that God has given us in terms of gospel and mission.
礼拜五我正好收到那个 Purpose Driven Church 的这个他们要办一个讲座，一个训练会。
Last Friday I received this notice, a seminar notice, for a purpose-driven church.
他中间提起来，他说现在在北美，教会真正借着传福音而带下来的成长占百分之几？有没有人知道
？Do you know how much is the percentage of growth through gospel preaching in North America？
除了听过我讲答案的以外，其他人有没有任何人知道这个答案
？Do you know the number, the percentage of growth resulted in gospel？
How many percent? 10%? Okay.那有没有人可以猜？照你的估计，现在在北美真正教会在成长的那个 percentage 占多少
？In North America, what's the percentage of growth resulted from local gospel outreach？
静宇好了，静宇很会分析 data。1%啊？你怎么知道的 ？You guess， 找对人了哈。
1%。
他说85%的教会目前没有成长。
Okay, the result is 85% of the church are not growing.
然后14%的教会的成长是因为 member transfer, 人家就是换教会换到你教会来的。
And then 14% of the churches, they grow because of member transferring from other churches.
只有1%人数的增加是真正借着传福音来的。
And only 1% of the church growth is the result of gospel outreach.
弟兄姊妹，这是叫我们惭愧的事情。
And this is something for us to be ashamed about.
所以我鼓励弟兄姊妹，你礼拜天早晨9:30就来接受福音的装备和训练。
So I encourage you to come to attend a Sunday school at 9:30 to be equipped.
好，我现在回到哥哥刚刚为什么要讲杨军，因为他早上讲说你如果来参加聚会训练不做笔记的话，就像用竹篮子去打水一样。
Because Brother Jun shared this morning that if you come to the meeting but yet you do not take notes, it's like you're using a bamboo basket to fetch water.
可能回家就忘记了。
And you probably forget about it when you go.
所以我现在讲第一件事情，神不甘心叫人受苦，这是在说耶利米哀歌3:33，请你们回家看啊。
So the first thing I want you to take note is that God does not want us to suffer, and it's from Lamentations chapter 3:30.
不要说受苦了，圣经上说他不甘心叫人受苦，也不甘心叫人忧愁。
Not only that he doesn't want us to suffer, he doesn't want us to worry.
这是神的心。
And this is God's heart.
所以耶利米书29章也说到神没有降灾的意念。
That's why in Jeremiah chapter 29, the Bible tells us that God does not want us to harm.
所以请弟兄姊妹一定要知道一件事情，灾难苦难临到我们不是从神来的。
So we have to be clear that sufferings do not come from God.
他从来不甘心叫我们受苦，甚至不甘心叫我们忧愁。
Because he does not want us to suffer nor to worry.
他只有一个赐平安的意念，他从来没有降灾祸的意念。
He only wants to give us peace. He never wants to harm us.
第二件事情。
And second thing.
当他真允许苦难临到我们的时候。
When he does permit and allow suffering to come.
他亲自陪着我们受苦。
He will go through it with us.
这是在以赛亚书63章9节。
This is in Isaiah chapter 63.
说到他们在一切苦难中的时候，他也同受苦难。
That in all sufferings he bear them with it.
弟兄姊妹，这个常常安慰我们。
And this often comforts our heart.
不仅仅主都知道。
Not only that the Lord knows it all.
而且他陪着我们。
But he accompanies us.
就像我讲的这个少年的舵手。 Just
like the young sailor, in all these dark storms, the Lord is with him.
The
third thing we need to know,
when
the suffering does come to our
life,
not only that the Lord accompanies us,
He gives
sufficient grace and power to help us.
更重要的事情, 圣经上告诉我们, 他亲身担当我们的忧患,
and He will bear our sufferings and sorrow. I'm sure all of us who have gone through deep sufferings can testify to this verse. A lot of times the pain is so huge that it's beyond what we can bear. And all of a sudden, the Savior from Calvary revealed to us His great love.
他用他钉痕的手, 他用他流的宝血,
with the blood He shed and the nailed marked hands, He showed us how much He loves us. That we can cast all worries before Him.
不仅仅他顾念我们, not only that
He cares for us, but He will bear them with us.
第四件事, 受苦对我们是有益的。
Fourth, suffering is beneficial for us.
既然这一切都是经过神的美意和他的主权过滤过的,
if these are all filtered by God's goodwill and sovereignty,
就当这些苦难临到我们的时候,
so when sufferings do come,
背后有神非常特别的旨意和祝福要赐给我们,
there's a special will of God and special blessing that God has prepared behind all this.
就像我讲约伯记的时候,
just like when I was teaching the book of Job,
我们平常讲到约伯记, 就说约伯记是一本讲苦难的书,
we often say this is a book that talks about suffering.
可是我在讲约伯记的时候, 我特别跟弟兄姊妹讲, 约伯记是在讲一本荣耀的书。
But then I especially emphasized when I was teaching that this book talks about glory.
因为苦难不是神的目的,
because suffering is not God's purpose,
荣耀才是神的目的,
but glory is God's purpose.
所以苦难不是约伯记的主题,
so suffering is not the main theme of the book of Job,
荣耀才是约伯记的主题,
but glory is the main theme of the book of Job.
十字架不是神的目的,
so the cross is not God's purpose,
基督才是神的目的,
but Christ is God's purpose.
弟兄姊妹,这是一个太大太大的不同啊,
and this is a vast difference.
所以很多人都在受苦,
many people are suffering,
但是为什么有人在受苦的里面,
but some, they have a richer and richer life through suffering.
那很多人在受苦的里面, 他里面不觉得苦, 他里面满了安息,
but some will have immense peace through suffering.
那关键就在于我们对苦难是不是一个正确的认识,
the key point is if we have correct knowledge of suffering.
那个关键是在于我们碰到风浪, 碰到苦难的时候, 我们是不是真得到了神要我们得到的。
The key point is to obtain what God wants to us to obtain through suffering.
如果没有的话, 那这个苦就是白白受苦,
if we do not obtain what God has prepared for us, we suffer in vain.
那如果得到的话,
but if we do lay hold of it,
像约伯记说, 神说, 我必要把你带领, 疏离这些,
like in the book of Job, God says, I will lead you through these sufferings. I will lead you to great and plain places. And there will be good portions on your table.
弟兄姊妹,
and this is God's will for us.
所以我们现在要讲人生的风浪的时候,
now when we talk about storms in our life,
当这些风浪真临到我们,
when storms do come,
那我们现在主的面前要有这样子的信心,
we need to have this faith before the Lord.
那么风浪临到我们, 它的意义和价值是什么呢?
So what's the significance and the value of storms to God's children?
我列了四个点, 我今天讲前三个点。
I listed four and then I will mention three today.
那如果时间不够, 我就只讲两个点, 反正下礼拜我可以再讲。
Or two and then I will continue next week.
那第一件事情, 风浪显明我们信心和生命的实情。
First, the storm reveals the true condition of our faith and our life.
我们都说我们是信神的人,
we all say we believe in God.
但是我们对神的信心到底到了什么程度?
But what's the measure of our faith?
不借的风浪是显明不出来的,
and only through storms it can be revealed.
所以圣经上讲过, 信心必须经过试验,
and the Bible says that faith has to be proved, has to be tested.
借着试验, 它不仅仅被炼净了,
through testing, not only that it's purified,
更重要是借着试验就显出它的本质到底是什么。
Through testing, the nature of the faith is revealed.
就像戴德森, 牧师在训练年轻同工的时候，他就在桌上用力一拍，让水溅出来。
When Pastor Hudson Taylor was training young co-workers, and he would shake the table, and then the water would spill out of a cup.
他就告诉年轻的同工说：“你杯子里面装的是什么？当你受到环境刺激，溅发出来的就是什么。”
And then he would say, "Whatever is in the cup, that will be spilled out."
你里面如果是自私，充满了肉体，充满了各样的骄傲败坏，环境不过把你这个东西显出来就是了。
And if you're selfish and full of corruption, the environment will stimulate it, so it will be will shake it off, so that it will be spilled out.
你不要埋怨神说，神啊，为什么容许这件事情发生，让我脾气发得这么大
？Don't complain that God allows this to happen, so that you throw a temper tantrum.
风浪本身并没有把你的坏脾气制造出来。
The storm did not create your bad temper.
它不过把你里面的那个坏脾气，或把你的贪心，把你的自私给激发出来就是。
It but stimulate so that it's drawn out.
所以同样的，如果里面装的是主耶稣的生命、性情和柔美的话
，But if the vessel is filled with the glorious and beautiful nature of Jesus,
那同样的风浪临到它，它溅发出来的是主耶稣的柔美。
And when storms comes, what's spilled out is the beauty of Jesus.
人在这里碰到的是主耶稣那个伟大的生命。
And people will encounter the great life of Jesus.
所以，当彼得在那里说主啊我就是为你殉道都可以的时候
So when Peter says Lord I can even die for you
那主耶稣有没有跟他多去争辩啊
The Lord did not argue with him
可是等到环境一出来的时候
But when the situation arises
彼得才发现原来他可以出卖他可以否认他所爱的耶稣
Then Peter realized he can even betray and disown the Lord that he loved
当保罗跟着将近300个人一起坐在船上要被押送到罗马去的路上
And on the way to Rome with 300 people on the ship
圣经上说突然有一个风从岛上下来抓住这个船
And then the Bible says a storm came to seize the ship
这个船再也不在人的控制里面任风飘去
So the ship was no longer under the control of men.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们就会碰到这样子的环境，它完全超过我们所能控制的。
Sometimes our circumstances are like this too. It's totally out of control.
而就在这样子的情形里面
，and under such circumstances，
不管船长，不管罗马兵丁，不管百夫长，他们吓得14天悬望忍饿，没有吃东西。
All the official rulers, the captains. And the soldiers, they were so scared they did not eat anything for 14 days.
但是保罗却有一个那么深的信心在他的里面。
But yet Paul had deep faith.
他说：“众位，你们都可以放心。”
He says, "Don't worry, take courage."
他说：“我相信我的神对我怎样说，事情要怎样成就。”
I have faith in God that things will happen according to what He told me.
他说：“你们中间任何一个人连一根头发都不会掉。
None of you, not even a single hair would be damaged.
他坐下来吃东西吧。
So please sit down and take some food.
弟兄姊妹，外面的风浪一模一样。
The storm is the same.
但是里面的人不一样。
But the nature, the life is different.
而风浪把人表现出来的情形就是完全不一样。
So the manifestations are different.
所以弟兄姊妹，信心，我们的信心如何，我们的生命如何，常常都需要借着风浪来显明。
Therefore, storms often reveal the true condition of faith in our life.
那我们有人天生就是操心病啊。
Some of us are born anxious.
我们自己平常不借着环境也不晓得。
And then without circumstances, we would not know.
那环境一来就发现，哎呦，原来我们是一个这么紧张的人。
But when circumstances come, then we will know we're so nervous.
啊，我们这么容易失眠，这么容易生气，这么容易嫉妒，我们都不知道的。
We easily lose sleep, we easily lose temper, and we are so jealous, and we don't know.
有人说这个要试试看你功夫如何，就是不断的去夸奖你的对手啊。
And then some say that in order to test your the best way is to compliment your rivalry.
就在你面前不断地夸你心中的对手。
Just keep praising your rivalry.
你发现人常常受不了了。
And then that's sometimes it's unbearable.
或是在你那么认真那么好心的一个事情的里面，别人冤枉你，故意冤枉你，或是不小心冤枉你。
Or people wronged you or misunderstand your good intention.
就是我们里面很多时候就会发出一些我们不认识的东西。
And sometimes things will come out that we did not even know before.
所以当人不认识自己的时候，那因为听到听了很多，所以我们还会说，我虽然黑，却是秀美啊。
A lot of times we do not understand, truly know ourselves, and then, but because we heard a lot of messages, so we still think we are pretty good.
因为我们承认我自己黑，我是在主面前不配，可是我却还是觉得我很秀美。
So on one hand, we will acknowledge that we're not that good, but on the other hand, we still think we're pretty good. Okay.
我们需要主在我们身上真正的来做工。
So we need the Lord to truly work in our lives.
这个，以前有一个。 我想我们在座很多姊妹们可能都会有同样的问题，就是你们如果全家出去度假的话。
Some sisters probably have all experienced this, that your family will go on vacation.
或是跑来聚会，那常常开车开到一半，那个姊妹就说：“哎呀，电炉忘了关哈。”
Or maybe on the way to somewhere, and they'll say, "Oh, I forgot to turn off my stove."
或是电熨斗是不是没有拔？
Or maybe the iron is still plugged in.
然后就叫那弟兄 make a U-turn 回家去。
And we'll ask the husband to make a U-turn and go home.
我不晓得有没有反过来的角色哈，因为这些事情好像都是姊妹们比较多做。
Or maybe some brothers would do this.
那从前有一个这个人，他就是讲，他每次出去玩。 他太太几乎都是犯同样的错。
And there was this person that his wife always does this every time they go out.
所以吃了几次苦头以后，这个先生就每一次帮他拔，发现也没有用。
And then after several times, the husband learned to unplug everything before they leave, but still it would not work.
太太还是说你真的拔了吗？你真的拔了吗？
The wife would say, "Did you really unplug? Did you really unplug?"
就是没有安息。
Because she had no rest.
所以有一次有一个人，他带他太太从 LA 要到 Yosemite 去玩。So
one time, a person was driving his wife from LA to Yosemite.
就是这个人，他开了已经开了四个多小时，他太太又叫起来，哎呀，电熨斗这次就好像真的没有拔。And
after 4 hours of driving, the wife says, "I really think I did not unplug the iron."
已经四个多小时了。It's
been 4 hours. They spent 4 hours driving.
她叫她先生回去啊。And
then she asked her husband to make a U-turn.
但是她先生一句话都不说，就在路边停下来。And
then her husband just parked the car, did not say anything.
Anthony, 你会干嘛？叫 Alan 走回去。So
Anthony, what would you do? You ask your wife to walk back?
那篇文章是你写的，是吧？那弟兄到后面创客里面打开来，把电熨斗拿到前座给他太太看。The
husband went to the trunk and took the iron and showed his wife.
那我们应该给人生点鼓掌啊！这是我们中间的标准丈夫。The
perfect husband.
翻译姊妹说你是 moving king， 所以懂得这些。 就是我们里面常常被不安息、被恐惧抓住。See,
we are often troubled by anxiety.
你看，连这么小的事情都会让人不能安息。Even
the small thing would take away our rest.
你不要说稍微大一点的难处。Let
alone bigger troubles.
自己的女儿开始交男朋友了。Oh,
when your daughter started dating.
我们开始去做一个投资，到底。 这个会不会赚到钱？会不会把家里面的积蓄都赊进去？Or
you make some investment and you worry if you will lose your money.
弟兄姊妹啊，环境都在这里显明我们里面的信心和生命的实情。And
all these circumstances reveal the true condition of our faith and our life.
信心都需要经过实验。And
faith needs to be proved and tested.
所以这是环境领导我们第一个。
So this is number one purpose of storms.
那不借着这个，我们里面不了解我们得到的救恩是什么。Without
these storms, we will not understand true salvation.
那不借着这些环境，我们也不会产生真实的谦卑，觉得我们需要主。Without
these circumstances, we will not truly be humble and realize that we need the Lord.
我相信，当彼得经过那一次的失败以后。
I'm sure after Peter's failure, he will never be so prideful again. When David committed sin,
我们发现晚年，人家把一个那么年轻貌美的女孩子送到他的怀中，他都不碰她。
And then later on in his old age, we see the Bible says people just send a beautiful young lady to sleep with him, and he would not touch her.
那以利亚被耶洗别的恐吓吓得跑了那么久以后，当他再回来，他这么勇敢。
After Elijah's flee because of Jezebel's threat, and after he returned from this, and then he became so courageous.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要借着一些环境，让我们知道我们到底信心如何，生命的情形如何。
So we need these circumstances to truly know the condition of our faith and life.
那第二件事情。
Second thing.
风让使人转向救主。
Storms will turn men to the Savior.
我们请看马可福音第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Mark. chapter 4.
另外一个类似的记载在马太福音第八章二十三节到二十七节，我们就不读了啊。我们现在只读马可福音第四章三十五节到四十一节。
Mark chapter 4, verse 35 through 41.
啊，我们查到，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说：“我们渡到那边去吧。”门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上，他们就把他一同带去。也有别的船和他同行，忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉，门徒叫醒了他，说：“夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗？”耶稣醒了，斥责风，向海说：“住了吧，静了吧。”风就止住，大大的平静了。耶稣对他们说：“为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？”他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说：“这到底是谁？连风和海也听他了。”好，那在这里我们发现，在这里有一个故事啊。
So this is the story here.
啊，也是在一个夜的里面。
It's at the night.
啊，这个门徒们跟主耶稣一同到了船上去。
And disciples and Jesus were on the boat.
那主耶稣累到一个地步，他到后面去休息了。
Jesus was so tired that he was sleeping.
那圣经上就在这里讲到说，忽然起了暴风啊。
And all of a sudden, a furious squall came.
这就是我们说的，在人生的路上，我们真有不测的风云。
And these are unpredictable.
啊，这个暴风强到一个地步，那个水都溅到船里面来。
And the storm was so furious that the water came to the boat.
你知道，当这些风浪起来的时候
，When the waves rise up.
那在船上的这些门徒们，个个都是 professional 的 fishermen， 都是职业渔夫啊。
And remember, these disciples were professional fishermen.
他们从小长在加利利海边，他们从小到大都是打鱼的。
They grew up on the Galilee Sea, and then they were fishermen.
他们从来没有一次碰到这么大的风浪是他们招架不住的。
So probably they never encountered such a furious storm that they could not handle.
就这边刚开始的时候，他们根本没有想到主，他们就在这里解决问题。
At the beginning, they did not think of the Lord, though trying to solve the problem themselves.
啊，所以彼得可能差遣雅各去干嘛？差遣约翰去做什么？
So Peter probably sent James to do something and John to do something.
然后后来发现水进来的时候，可能又叫另外一个门徒赶快去舀水。
And then when the water came into the boat, they probably tried to fetch the water out.
那弟兄姊妹，整个风暴就是要把他们吞灭。
But the storm was trying to destroy them.
我本来想去找一个 video clip 放一个狂风暴雨船在海上这个挣扎搏斗的图片给你们看，后来想算了。
I was planning to show you a picture of a storm and people struggling in the storm.
我相信在我们脑海中都可以有这样子的一个 picture.
But we can probably not have a mental picture.
它一个小小的渔船最多坐十来个人的小渔船。
This is a small fishing boat, probably can host about 12 people at the most.
狂风抓住它，巨浪在这里摔它。
And the storm seized the boat.And trying to destroy the boat.
整个水淹没到船里面来。
And the boat was almost swamped.
它是他们完全招架不住的一个遭遇。
Something that they could not control at all.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我不知道这些东西跟我们的生活，你能不能 relate， 能够把它连起来
？I don't know if we can relate and connect to such situations.
我不知道有多少的弟兄姊妹真觉得在你人生的里面曾经碰过这样子的风浪。
I don't know how many of us really feel that we have encountered something similar.
那如果没有，我们也感谢主。
If we never have, then praise the Lord.
如果曾经有，那这个风浪对我们到底带来了什么？
But if we have gone through it, so what did the storm bring us?
如果在我们去见主的那一天，未来的日子里面，有一天我们碰到了这样子的风浪，我们到底该怎么办？
So on the day that we see the Lord and we encounter such storm, what do we do?
风浪在我们身上第二个很重要的事情。
So the second important thing.For us,
他逼着我们转向救主。
That the storms force us to turn to the Lord.
很多时候，人如果不到了尽头，很少会想到让神来介入。
A lot of times, if we do not meet our end, we will not think about inviting the Lord.
所以我们常常讲的一句话叫做“人的尽头是神的起头”。
So we often say that man's extremity is the beginning of God.
当人自己觉得他可以解决一些问题的时候，他不太需要神。
If we feel we can handle all the problems, we probably do not need God.
我们也看过、亲自碰过一些人，他就觉得我不需要神，我活得好好的。
We have met people who think that they can handle everything, they live quite well without God.
我凭着良心做事，我凭着双手建立我的事业，我。
I do everything according to my conscience and I labor with my own hands. Everything is well. But all of a sudden, if the threat of death came, and this person totally changed, and he's collapsed. He never thought death could be so near to him. He never thought death will cruelly come to him.
弟兄姊妹, 风浪在我们身上, 它不仅仅显明我们里面的情形,
so that not only storms reveal our true condition,
当风浪加强的时候,
when the storm becomes more furious,
当风浪变成我们无法抗拒的时候,
that is out of our control,
在我们里面会产生第二个作用,
the second thing it will do to us,
叫我们谦卑地转向救主,
that we will humbly turn to our God.
所以马太, 比较gentle, 他是写的是说, 夫子, 我们丧命, 主啊, 救我们,
so Matthew says, Lord, save us, we're going to drown.
马可写的时候,
but when Mark recorded,
因为马可福音是彼得, 马可是彼得的大弟子啊, 所以马可福音是彼得口授他, 他写出来的,
and because Mark was a disciple of Peter, so it was actually Peter's recording.
所以我相信马可福音的这句话很可能是彼得当时的反应。
So I'm sure what Mark wrote down is probably what Peter said and his reaction at the time.
他说,夫子,我们丧命了,你不顾吗?
He says, Teacher, don't you care if we drown?
他们突然想起了主耶稣在船尾睡觉。
And all of a sudden they remember Jesus was sleeping in the boat.
弟兄姊妹,我不管他当初是因为 体贴不叫主耶稣了。
I don't know if because they care about Jesus they didn't wake him up,
还是我们本能的习惯性忘记了耶稣的存在,
or they just naturally forget about Jesus.
那我们在生活里面也常常这个样子, 对不对?
We're often like this, don't we?
我们会觉得这件事情怎么好意思麻烦主,
oh, we don't want to trouble the Lord with such small matters.
但是实际上是因为我们自己觉得我们可以handle.
But in reality, it's because we think we can handle it.
结果后来我们发现说, 哎呦, 孩子原来以为只是个感冒。
And then sometimes we think, oh, the child is just having a cold.
啊, 越来越严重变成肺炎了。
And now it's pneumonia.
后来突然送到ICU去了。
And now the child is in ICU.
结果这边当风浪在这里一直加强,
so when the storm becomes more and more furious,
我们才突然在不再去问医生了, 我们会跪到主的面前,
then we will come and kneel before the Lord.
我们觉得这时候我们需要救赎,
now we need a Savior.
我们可能会对他埋怨说, 夫子我们丧命了你不顾吗?
We probably complain to him, the Lord, don't you care if we drown?
弟兄姊妹,这是我们主伟大的地方,
but this is the greatness of our Lord.
常常是我们忘了他,
it's often that we forget about him.
常常我们就是忽略了他, 没有想到他,
we neglect it and we don't remember him.
等到我们一直失败, 最后我们来找主的时候, 常常已经是事情不能解决了,
and then we just keep going through failure after failure, and finally we come to him and then things are totally out of control.
事情已经糟到一个地步, 是我们当时完全没有想象到的,
and it's so bad beyond what we imagined.
那他可能让我们更谦卑地来求主, 说救我啊, 主啊, 我要丧命了。
But such circumstances will humble us that we will come and ask for help. Lord, help us, we're dying.
他也可能像彼得一样, 是用一个埋怨, 甚至一个这么不礼貌的口气说, 我丧命了, 你不管吗?
We might be complaining like Peter, Teacher, don't you care if we die?
但是弟兄姊妹, 不管怎么样, 我们的主起来, 为我们斥责风浪,
but no matter what we do, he will get up and rebuke the wind and the waves.
他起来为我们平静的这个风浪,
he will calm the storm.
啊, 以前有一个, 在欧洲有一个国王啊,
there was a king in Europe.
他自己的国家越来越强大,
that his nation, his kingdom becomes stronger and stronger.
他一座城一座城地攻下来,
and he conquered one city after another.
所以他到最后拥有50个城市的一个王,
and finally he owned 50 cities.
所以当他在这个自己那么多的成就以后, 他慢慢地忽略神, 疏远了神,
so he gradually, because of all of the pride, he started to neglect God.
结果周围兴起了一个非常强盛的仇敌, 结果一直攻打他,
and then a strong enemy was raised up and to attack him.
所以他这50个城一个城一个城的失落,
so he started to lose the cities one after another.
到最后他的金城不保, 他带了一些少数的随从, 很少数的人就逃出去了。
Finally, it was his capital and he had to lead some of his men and to flee.
那后面的追兵一直追他,
and the enemy were chasing him.
他逃到山里面去了。
He went to the mountains.
那到最后只剩下他了。
And then finally, it was him alone.
他真的是无路可走, 因为越上越上到山顶上。
And he had no way out. He but climbing up to the mountain higher and higher.
就在这个时候, 风浪超过他能控制的时候,
and this is beyond what he can control. He finally turned to God.
他向神呼求说, 神啊,
he cried out to God, God, save me, please.
就在他祷告完,
so after he prayed, he turned back. There was a cave. In the mountain. So he went into the cave. And all the enemies were chasing after him. And right after he entered into the cave, God did something wonderful. He sent a spider to web at the cave entrance. So when enemy finally came,
有人一下就看到这个山洞说,
someone immediately spotted the cave and they were going to go into the cave.
然后没想到这个士兵的队长就骂他,你怎么会笨成这个样子,洞口都长了蜘蛛网了,怎么会有人?
But then the captain of the soldiers said, oh, you foolish, look at all the spider webs, how can anyone go in?
所以他们就离开了。
So they left.
弟兄姊妹啊,他在这里经历到他所信的神是一个
There he experienced the greatness of God who he believed.
他说,我有50座城,
he says, my 50 cities are weaker than the spider web.
50座城不能保护我的性命,
the 50 cities of mine could not save my life, but God saved my life with the spider web.
弟兄姊妹,很多时候在我们人生的里面,
sometimes all of a sudden we will go into a situation that we cannot handle.
我们越早谦卑地转向主, 我们越早得到神的拯救。
The earlier we turn to the Lord humbly, the earlier we are delivered.
这是风浪在我们身上第二个重要的目的啊。
So this is the second purpose of storms.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第一章那里讲到,
in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul says,
保罗那时四面受敌, 遭遇各样的逼迫和危险。
At that time, Paul was being persecuted by all kinds of enemies and dangers.
他说我甚至连活命的指望都绝了。
That we despaired even of life.
这是指的外面的环境,
and this is the outward circumstances.
一个完全绝望, 不可能生存的环境,
totally hopeless.
然后保罗说, and Paul
says, even in our hearts, we felt the sentence of death.
然后叫我们, 我这留了空格啊, 叫我们干嘛?
But this happens that we may not.
大家的圣经怎么这么不熟啊? 叫我们干嘛? 不靠自己啊, 只靠什么? 啊? 只靠什么? 只靠神, 很多人答案就是神, 我当然知道是神, 前面有个形容词, 好, 那个听到的母亲回答得很好, 只靠叫死人复活的神。
But this happened that we may not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead.
那标准答案就是叫我们不靠自己来靠神。
So that we will not rely on ourselves, but on God.
但是保罗在这里特别加了一个形容词。
But Paul described it. God,
圣经上有这么多不同的 phrase 去形容我们的神是一个怎样的神, 慈爱的, 满了恩典的, 等等等等等。
There's so many phrases that the Bible uses to describe our God.
保罗在这里特别挑了一个, 叫死人复活的神。
And Paul used this, God who raises the dead.
弟兄姊妹, 因为所有的难处, 没有一个难处大过死亡。
Because none of the troubles and sufferings are greater than death.
就是 人可以解决的难处, 没有一个大过叫死人复活。
And then none of the troubles are greater than to cause a dead person back to life.
因为那是人做不出来的事情。
Because to raise the dead is not achievable by man.
我好多年以前跟你们讲过, 我在我高中的同班同学里面有一个同学姓陈, 啊, 我跟他感情还蛮好的。
I had a high school friend, good friend, his name is Chen.
他是在台湾阿里山山包,
and then
原住民, 我不应该讲山包了, 现在叫原住民,
and then he was one of the primitive from the primitive villages in Taiwan.
整个部落里面他是第一个 跑下来三下读完高中，而且考上大学，考上国立大学的。
And he was from the natives, Taiwanese natives, and he was one of the first, the only one out of his villages that went to universities in Taiwan.
你不要说他的家，他的父母那么高兴，整个部落都为这件事情庆祝。
Not only his family, but the whole village celebrated this.
从来没有一个他们三胞的同学能够下来，能够读这么好的学校，台南一中，然后考上国立大学。
Because no one from his village ever entered to national university.
那就在那个暑假。
And that summer.
上大学之前的暑假，他跟同学出去郊游，出去玩。
That summer before he went to college, he went on a trip.
他在台南那个雾山头水库，我想从台南来的，你们就知道。
And then he went to a water dam to play.
那边挂的牌子说不可以游泳。
There was a sign, no swimming.
但是夏天太热了，他自己又是三胞，他体格很壮的，他觉得他没有问题。
But because it was summer and he thought he was strong, no problem.
没有想到他下了水以后，他再也没有回来了。
But then he went swimming, he never came back.
没有人可以救他，他被淹死了。
No one could save him, he was drowned.
我听到那天跟他去的几个同学告诉我们。
I heard from the friends who went with him that day.
当他的父亲从山上听到这个消息，赶到山下来。When
his father heard the news and came down from the village.
他进了那个警察局，看见他地上放着一个草席，盖着一个人。His
father went to the police office to identify his son.
当他的父亲把那个草席掀起来的时候。And
then the son was covered by a sheet. When the father opened up,
他们说他整个父亲的眼睛里面都是眼泪。That
his father was full of tears.
然后他的父亲突然一巴掌打在死人的脸上。And
all of a sudden, the father slapped his son.
他说你这个不孝的儿子。Say
you foolish, disobedient.
独生儿子，这么让他骄傲，让他里面得到安慰的一个儿子。This
only son that he was proud of.
却在这个时候死掉了。
Die at this moment.
弟兄姊妹，这是已经无法挽回的。
But this is something that cannot be reversed.
他不是断腿断手。
It's not like he broke his leg or his arm.
他不是只是受了一些伤害，流了一些血而已。
Not because he was wounded and shed some blood.
这是一个已经没有办法挽回解决的难处。
This is an irreversible problem.
所以当保罗在用这句话的时候。
So when Paul uses this phrase,
他说我连活命的指望都绝了。
He says he was despaired of even life.
我自己心里面也断定是必死。
Even he felt a sentence of death.
因为那是一个里外看来都是不可能的环境。
In other words, it was totally impossible situation.
但他在这里却说，叫我们不靠自己，只靠那叫死人复活的神。
But then he says, we will not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead.
然后这是风浪在我们身上第二件事情，让我们来转向他。
So this is the second purpose of the storms, so that we will turn to God.
不再靠自己。
We no longer rely on ourselves.
靠那位能够叫死人复活的主。
But on God who raises the dead.
那第三个点我留到下次讲，但是我稍微提一下下就好。
I'll save the rest for next week, but I'll mention a little.
风浪帮助我们真认识神。
The storms help us to truly know God.
原来他们都是主的门徒。
They were all the Lord's disciples.
他们听过主这么多的教训。
They heard the Lord's teaching.
他们看过主行神迹。
They have seen the Lord perform miracles.
但是他们对主的认识就仅止于他们所经历、所已经认识的。
But their knowledge of the Lord is limited by what they experience.
而那天当他们自己用了他们这一生 professional 的经验没办法胜过的风浪。
But that day, they went through the storms that they could not handle by their professional skills, and then the storm was calmed down by the Lord.
主的一句话，斥责风浪，风浪就大大平静。
A word from the Lord calmed down the storms.
圣经上讲到说，他们里面产生的一个惊讶，说这个到底是谁？
The Bible says they were in awe and wonder, who is this person?
他到底是谁？
Exactly, who is he?
那位常常跟我们在一起，也会饿，也会渴的耶稣。
This Jesus who is with us, and he will hunger and he will thirst.
他会累，他会睡觉的耶稣。
And he gets tired too, and he will sleep.
他跟我们在一起，有说有笑，也会流眼泪的耶稣。
And he will chat with us, and he will weep with us.
我们知道他讲道大有能力。
We know that he's very powerful in his speech.
我们知道他可以做一些神迹。
We know that he performs miracles.
但是那一天，他们里面产生了一个震撼。
But that day, they were shocked.
这个震撼没有办法怎么形容，只能用一句话说。 这个到底是谁？
They couldn't describe their shock. They just say, "Who is this person?"
他们突然对耶稣有了一个全新的认识。
They have this brand new knowledge of Jesus.
有一个是超过头脑、超过他们从前所有经历里面所已经产生的认识。
It's beyond what they're beyond their comprehension.
他这个人到底是谁？
Who is this person?
怎么可能连风和海都听他呢？
How can even wind and waves obey him?
他们才晓得他们所爱的耶稣。
Then they realize this Jesus that they love.
原来就是宇宙的主宰。
It's the master of the universe.
他可以管理风浪。
He controls wind and waves.
他管理万有。
And he controls everything.
这个帮助他们在信心里面产生了一个大的突破。
And this helps them with a big breakthrough in their faith.
弟兄姊妹，我的信息必须停在这
儿。My message has to end here.
我不知道弟兄姊妹最近在你们的生活里面有碰到什么难处。
I don't know what kind of troubles you are encountering in your life now.
有风浪，有苦难。
The storms and sufferings.
其实，在我们整个教会买会所的前面的路上，我们也知道一路上会有风浪的。
Just by buying a new church facility, we know that we will encounter troubles in front of us.
刚才 Jerry 做见证，其实我们已经经过了许多的风浪。
Just like Brother Jerry just testified, we have already gone through storms.
这么多的 competitors, 为什么 seller 愿意卖给我们？
Among so many competitors, why would the seller just sell it to us?
弟兄姊妹，我们已经在这里经过各样的风浪。
We have gone through all kinds of troubles already.
前面还有许多的风浪。
And there are more awaiting us.
但是我们要知道，风浪第一件事情显明我们生命和信心真实的情形。
But these storms will reveal the true condition of our faith and our life.
到底在买会所的事情，在我们所碰到的困难上，在奉献的关卡上，我们是持着怎样的态度？
So exactly what's our attitude in church purchasing and our offerings?
神都在这里显明我们。
God is revealing.
第二方面，神让这个风浪逼得我们去转向救主。
And God used these storms to force us to turn to the Lord.
那我们越早学会不靠自己，只靠圣灵，只靠主，
The earlier we learn not to rely on ourselves but on the Lord and the Holy Spirit, the earlier we'll be blessed.
第三个，当这些风浪在我们里面过去了以后，
Thirdly, after these storms passed,
我们对神产生了第一手的经历和真实的认识。
We will have first-hand experience of the Lord and true knowledge of Him.
这样子的认识和经历，
And such experience and knowledge,
让我们有力量去面对人生将来其他的经历，
will empower us.To face more in the future.
我们就不再害怕。
So we'll no longer be afraid.
我们一起再来唱有主在我船上，我就不怕风浪。
Let's sing the hymn again.
不用看歌词了哈，没有歌词。最大的不同。
But the biggest difference,
就是世界的人对风浪的来临，他完全没有招架的余地。
That the world cannot face or cannot handle storms.
因为仇敌来就是要偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
Because the enemy comes to steal and to destroy and to kill.
但是我们属神的儿女。
But we who are God's children.
所有的风浪和苦难是经过神许可才临到。
That all the storms are permitted, allowed by God.
都经过他的主权和美意过滤过的。
Being filtered.By His good will and sovereignty.
让我们只要信，不要怕，我们是往前。
Just believe and do not be afraid.
我们最后再唱一次，我们有个祷告。
Let's sing one more time and we'll pray.
主啊，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Over our hearts, thank you.
我们知道你真是爱我们。
We know that you truly love us.
你不仅仅赦免了我们一切的罪。
Not only that you forgive all our sins.
你更是成为我们一生的救主。
You become a savior all our life.
你一生要亲自来牧养我们。
That you will shepherd us all the days of our life.
是的，虽然在人生的路上风浪是避免不了的。
Yes, in our life journey, storms are inevitable.
但是我们却跟世人不一样。
But we are different from the world.
风浪不仅仅让我们来经历你。
The storms will help us to experience you.
风浪让我们更深的认识你。
That will truly know and deeper knowledge of you.
而风浪能够把更深的祝福赐给我们。
And storms will bring deeper blessings.
主啊，我们把我们在座的弟兄姊妹和亲爱的朋友都交给你。
We entrust all our brothers and sisters and dear friends in your hands.
我们甚至把在网络上世界各地角落的弟兄姊妹们交给你。
And your brothers and sisters who listen to us online.
不管现在我们正在遭遇怎样的风浪和苦难。
No matter what kind of storms and sufferings we're going through right now.
主啊，不叫我们灰心。
Oh, do not cause us to be despaired.
把一个活泼的信心赐给我们。
Give us a living faith.
让我们定睛来仰望耶稣。
That we will fix our eyes on Jesus.
知道我们的主是一位能够平静风浪的主。
To know that our Lord can calm storms.
让我们在难处中就学习向山举目。
That in our sufferings we will turn our eyes to the mountain.
好让我们知道我们的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来。
We know that our help comes from the Creator of the universe.
谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. 请坐。